Sad little man sitting deep in a lie. He's dead in his soul, but he'll keep you alive. Do what he says, not what he do, 'cause the truth is for him and the lie is for you. Sad little man, but he's treated like a god.
As the bitterness spread to a bigger fraud. Keyboard tough guys on social media, they can blast you, but there's nothing you can do about it. This whole First Amendment thing, you know, there's just, they can just come on there and blame, especially me, being an elected official, they can legally go on to any social media, come on to our social media, and flat out lie about me. There's nothing I can do about it. Not a thing. Now, civilian, now, they start talking about decks. Now, it's personal then. You still have a lot more rights as a citizen, but me, as an elected official.
Tonight, a warning about this next story. The video you're about to see is pretty violent. A lawsuit involving the Kershaw County Sheriff and a former deputy has been settled for $1.5 million. The lawsuit alleges former deputy Jonathan Goldsmith assaulted the plaintiff, Tony Sims, back in 2020. This is Goldsmith's body camera footage from the night of that incident. It also alleged Sheriff Lee Bone was aware of concerns surrounding Goldsmith's use of force, but did not correct it. A WIS investigation found that Bone was presented with concerns about Goldsmith's behavior at least twice before this alleged assault. The sheriff, though, never fired Goldsmith in November of 2020, and he issued a statement today apologizing for that incident. SLED agents arrested Goldsmith for the incident in 2021, and he's now facing criminal charges.
This whole thing with Goldsmith, you know, just, they got Brett Berry's pushed this lawsuit. He's digging into anything and everything he can. He's going all into the past. He's digging through my email account, cell phone accounts, to just looking for any little thing to tie me to Goldsmith, because I hired him and should have known better. So he's going to pick out anything that anybody has ever said negative about Goldsmith in his whole career. And the fact that I hired him knowing the number of use of forces he had in Camden. I hired him anyway, and Kershaw should have known, but use of force and excessive force is two different things. I would never tell a deputy that I expect you to do whatever you can to make sure you don't hurt this person or resist arrest. I'm not going to do that. You do whatever you got to do to make sure you don't get hurt, and anybody from the public gets hurt, and you're able to detain and put this person in custody. That is what you need to do. Yes, minimum amounts that you need to do, but how do you question what is a minimum amount? What type of Goldsmith? Knocking that guy out, knocking his teeth out. Oh, I could have defended that. You don't know where a gun's at. The guy's up there breaking the law. But in that case, specifically, where this guy went up there, broke the law, knowingly, nobody was around forcing him to. I mean, that church camera shot, he's out there selling duck in the parking lot, driving around over to influence everything else. Goldsmith is a call for service. He ain't out there looking for trouble. He ain't out there just making traffic stops, officer initiated stuff. He responds to a call for service, goes up there, encounters this guy. He's just as friendly as he can be. Goldsmith's thing is going 0 to 100. There's no graduations in there. And how do you tell somebody that, well, you need to quit? Because you know it. If you're forced to continue, that's why the academy got away from it. Because you may have to go from top to bottom. And that's it's a case by case. That's TC. You don't know what you're going to have. And you can't tell an officer, hey, this guy may resist arrest. But that's where society is right now. They overlook the fact this guy, they dropped the charges on that guy. All the charges he did, they dropped every one of them.
The Slusser officer?
Yeah. That didn't even tell.
What was the basis?
Well, they just said that, in light of what happened with Goldsmith and all, he's just not going to be a credible witness. Okay, so you're going to charge Goldsmith, and the only other witness out there was this guy. Well, we got video. Well, yeah, you got video on this guy breaking the law. How's it different? Don't think Curtis could tell me, well, just, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. Okay, that has nothing to do with me. I agree with that. Two wrongs don't make a right. You're charging Goldsmith. Why are you dropping his charges? Goldsmith's wrong just made him a right. Plus, he's going to get a lawsuit, and it'll be 6 digits, because we're at minimum going to pay. Because he broke his jaw, not his teeth out and all. We're going to pay for it.
Chief Investigative Reporter Chris Joseph has been following this story for months and returned to Kershaw County to follow up on the settlement.
The $1.5 million in this settlement agreement will be paid by Kershaw County's insurance and is not expected to immediately impact taxpayers.
Solicitor's office saw the video before I did. All I had was, this is just between me and you, Mike Lyons came to me and Steve one day and said, hey, Goldsmith had this guy resist the other night. Just let y'all know, because at the time, he was the only one doing use of force stuff. And he says, he knocked the guy out, knocked his teeth out. And I was like, what? Me and Steve were talking in the office. And we're like, what? And he says, but, he goes, I reviewed it, everything's good. I think what it was, he just reviewed that part of the way he handcuffed that. He says, yep, the guy was resisting. Goldsmith, all he needed to do, fella had a empty holster in his car and everything. He's been, I never watched the video. Later on, a week or so later, I get a call from Slim. They're like, and I could tell he felt real uncomfortable calling me. It was Derek Horton, captain of the region, who I've known for years. He's like, did Solicitor call you? I said, no, Mom. He says, well, he'll probably call you later on, but they requested that we do an investigation on one of your deputies. I'm like, really? Who are you talking about? Goldsmith. I said, because Mike had told me. I'm like, well, yeah, I know you're talking about. I said, yeah, we're looking into it just for the mere fact that, because of the damage done. And we'd already requested the video from the church. So we're already kind of putting things together. So it wasn't like we had closed it, walked away from it. I said, look, we'll stop where we're at, give you everything we got, and whenever we get the video from the church, we'll get that to you and everything. So we just, or somewhere along the line, thinking, you know what? I need to make sure I watch this video and see what this thing's all about. This is a pretty serious thing. Watch it, I'm like, well, I'm good with that. And I done the same stupid-ass thing that Mike did right after the handcuffs and just kind of walked away from it. Man, that's justified there. Yeah, it looks nasty, but look here, the public wants us to video what we're doing. The public's got to understand that there's things, there's evil in this world that they don't understand. And then it wasn't until Tommy had to watch the video, came over and said, well, we got some problems here. We watched the entire video.
However, the attorney for Sims, the plaintiff, is hopeful that this case will have positive impacts for the sheriff's office.
Give me your hand.
New video obtained by WIS shows church security camera footage of the alleged assault in October 2020. The video, paired with the audio of Goldsmith's body camera footage, shows Goldsmith hitting and tasing Tony Sims. Sims attorney Brett Perry filed a lawsuit in January 2021, alleging Goldsmith assaulted his client, and Sheriff Lee Bone knew about Goldsmith's behavior beforehand and should have headed it off. A WIS investigation found documents supporting the claim Bone was aware of concerns surrounding Goldsmith's use of force before the incident. Now that lawsuit is settled at $1.5 million to help pay for medical expenses and compensate Sims.
He recently had a surgery that was associated with the injuries that he suffered on this night, and he continues to recover. Unfortunately, he'll probably never be the same after this, but he is doing better, and again, he's very pleased with the results.
What they're doing is trying to establish a violent culture that I've set in place for the department. That ties me in, which gets the deeper pocket, because then they can get the money from the county.
Including this case, Perry has filed three lawsuits against Goldsmith and Bone, all following similar themes.
We hope that the results in this case and the cases that we currently have pending will affect positive change at the Kershaw County Sheriff's Office.
Because at the point to where Goldsmith is, basically he's criminally convicted, once they can take Goldsmith out as acting outside of the realm of the department and what he was trained to do, once that is established, then it will be established. I hate it for Goldsmith, but that's going to be, once you act outside of your training and everything, then it becomes an issue of,
You think he'll be criminally charged?
He already has. Yeah, he's already been charged. And the solicitor's office knew to start with. See, Goldsmith sent the video to the solicitor's office as part of his packet. He didn't think he did anything wrong.
Bone released a statement on Tuesday apologizing to Sims for the incident and saying Goldsmith's behavior was his responsibility. The sheriff says he can't go back in time and correct what happened, but will work to prevent similar issues in the future. He stressed Goldsmith's behavior does not reflect the culture at the sheriff's office and lamented how the incident has drawn more attention than positive interactions with deputies.
I think that's where those review boards come in handy. Because you have multiple eyes on it. Sometimes that's one of the things I have to really get clear to the guys is, look, the job ain't the money with a quarterback. It's to try to learn if we see something outside, and there's times when guys are going to do things that are going to look bad. It might cost us some money, but it's more of a training issue than an evil criminal issue. And we just need to make sure they're doing it. That's why we got our training people watching this stuff so they can adjust training as necessary and take care of life.
How long we've had that board?
But this is the ultimate business. It hasn't been a year yet.
I think it's sad that we have to put in all of those I don't want to say safety precautionary things, but the world that we live in, we have to be able to say that we also did this long before somebody said that we needed to do anything.
Including this incident with Sims, Goldsmith has three open sled investigations. I reached out to Goldsmith's attorney, but he did not return a request for comment. In Lugoff, Chris Joseph, WIS News 10.
All right, Chris, thank you. And for the Sims incident, Goldsmith has been charged with misconduct in office and assault. That criminal case is still in its early stages.
Yeah, it's amazing. I still think the vast majority of people love us. But, you know, you got some people that are kind of on that fence there, and then they see stuff that just like, and that's all you're going to see is the bad stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Your good stuff?
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, some people are like, well, hey, why do you always put stuff on Facebook? Because people need to know what we're doing. They need to know it in a positive way. They need our version of what we're doing, the true version. Because you got to constantly remind people what we're doing in hopes that you're building that account up. So whenever we do got to pay out for something like Billy's incident like that, then people could be more willing to forgive us over something like that. And they're already anti-police, just like people that was already pro-police. They're already anti-police. And everything that's going on now is just pushing in more and anti. And even people that are on our side, now I notice that what will happen is the first time they get a speed ticket, guilty as they can be, because we ain't out there pushing for numbers. So I know that if you get a speed ticket, you earn that joker. The first time we do something they don't like, even if they're wrong now, they're not going to be accountable for our actions. They're going to blame us for it. Because that's just a cool thing to do now. That's accepting them.
Who pays for that? The private insurance of the irresponsible and irrational cop who inflicted the damage? No. If you live in this city, you get to pay for it. Imagine making mistakes in your own life or mismanaging finances. Is the state going to step in and cover up and finance all your mistakes? Or are you going to have to pay the piper? Yourself. That's the problem with qualified immunity. When you give psychopaths the ring of power, they always, always will abuse that power every single time. When a psychopath becomes a cop, he abuses state power. When he abuses state power, the people he's abusing have to foot the bill for his psychopathic ways. The bottom line is that the drug war needs to end, and cops need to be stripped of all their qualified immunity and carry their own insurance.
Former Kershaw County Deputy of the Year is fired after suspect was knocked out. The Kershaw County Sheriff's Office said Wednesday a decorated deputy was fired and is being investigated for an incident in which a man he was trying to detain was knocked out. Jonathan Goldsmith, the former deputy, is being investigated by the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division for the October 15th incident, Sheriff Lee Bone said in a news release. It is not the first time SLED has investigated Goldsmith for an incident that happened while he was on duty, spokesman Tommy Crosby told the state Thursday. At about 11 p.m. on October 15th, Goldsmith responded to a call of a suspicious vehicle in a church parking lot, according to the release. When he arrived, the deputy found a man in the vehicle who appeared to be intoxicated, and Goldsmith saw an empty handgun holster in plain view on the front seat, Bone said. As Goldsmith tried to detain the man by putting him in handcuffs, the man began resisting and pulling away, according to the release. That's when Goldsmith used force to put the man on the ground and handcuff him, knocking him unconscious in the process, according to the release. What shocked me even more was that my deputy did not immediately render aid or call for medical assistance, Bone said in the release. After Goldsmith eventually called for an ambulance, he continued using force to get the injured and handcuffed man into the back of his patrol vehicle, according to the release. This is not acceptable conduct from a KCSO deputy, Bone said. Goldsmith was fired, and the Fifth Circuit Solicitor's Office requested SLED lead a criminal investigation. Crosby said investigators are examining evidence, including dashcam and officer-worn body camera video, forensics, and witness statements. SLED will put its findings in a report for prosecutors to review. In 2019, Goldsmith was investigated after he was involved in a shooting on October 30, Crosby said. It involved a confrontation with a person holding a gun, according to SLED. He and two other deputies were put on paid administrative duty after a 16-year-old boy was shot, Wolo reported. The teen recovered after being hit by gunfire, WLTX reported. The result of the shooting investigation found there was no wrongdoing on Goldsmith's part, according to Crosby. In December 2019, Goldsmith was named the Kershaw County Sheriff's Foundation Deputy of the Year, the Chronicle Independent reported.
Now Goldsmith, I saw where Florence County deputy charged with the same thing Goldsmith was, assault second, misconduct in office, just pled guilty in federal court. That guy, he hit somebody with a flashlight and handcuffed, which is kind of the same scenario here with Goldsmith. Once the guy was handcuffed, man, everything after that was just wild. You can't justify that. That's a tough thing. And I don't think Goldsmith meant anything evil out of it. He was just, his mind was set. He had to get that guy in that car, but... And the guy in Florence ended up getting 6 months in federal prison, four years probation. That was federal court now. They hadn't made federal charges yet. And in their opinion, the anti-police opinions, well, y'all signed up for it. Nobody made y'all do that job. Okay, look, bitch. If we're not doing it, who will? Do you not think we need some type of law and order around here? Do you always want to let things go? Y'all violated his constitutional rights. I get so tired of his constitutional rights garbage. Yes, the Constitution is in place to protect people from government. Okay, nobody's violating your rights. Nobody's coming to your house taking you with guns. And nobody's forcing you to get a vaccination. Nobody's violating your rights. What government entity is trying to violate your rights? Y'all keep hiding behind that. And next year, it's not going to surprise me if they pass what they term as constitutional carry, which means anybody that can possess a firearm can carry it however they want to, which means an 18-year-old, even though in our state he still can't purchase one until he's 21, he can possess it at 18. 18-year-old could be carrying around a gun. Anybody see what he's 18-year-old? Of course, a lot of thugs already carry them around, but now you just allow more to carry them around without a permit, without training at all. What scares me more than anything else, because you know these little thug troublemakers are already carrying anyway. It's not
without a doubt. Without a doubt.
What I fear about constitutional carry is it's your average citizen that don't know the laws, but think they know the laws. We see it all the time on social media. What if they get involved in an incident where they think they're doing the right thing, but they're not? Now, we have to charge them because, ignorance of the law is not a defense for committing a crime. In the Constitution, oh man, we're all about the Second Amendment. You will not infringe on our Second Amendment in any way, shape, or form, and I have a right. It's right. Okay, I get it, dude. You got a right to do this. Stay at your house and possess all the firearms you want to at your house on your property. But that's my definition of your Second Amendment right.
Sad little man sitting deep. A lie, he's dead in his soul, but he'll keep you alive. Do what he says, not what he do, cause the truth is for him and the lie is for you. Sad little man, but he's treated like a god, as the faithless prayer to a